Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Loddick.
Welcome to another edition of the Blogging Your Passion podcast. This is Jonathan, your host. And today I'm going to let you listen in on a conversation that Bob and I had a few months back. And it's around the topic of the fear of not being good enough. I think that's a real fear that many bloggers, especially bloggers who are just kind of getting started, maybe you've been blogging for less than a year, you begin to doubt yourself, your writing ability, your ability to communicate, you compare yourself to other bloggers. Or you say things like, I don't consider myself to be a great writer. So you begin to doubt yourself, and it can cause you to start shutting down and not writing as many blog posts as you should. Or maybe you say, I don't consider myself to be an expert. So it's hard for me to write because there's people out there that just know so much more about the topic I'm writing about than I do. Or I look at these other bloggers that are in the same niche as I am, and they're doing things so much better than I can. I don't have a technical ability like some of these others seem to have. And so we live in this fear of not being good enough. Well, Bob and I tackle this head on in a conversation, and we cover some specific strategies to help you overcome that fear and launch yourself toward success. So listen in. Okay, we're going to talk about getting over the fear of not being good enough. I know I've heard this a couple times, Bob. I'm sure you've heard this on occasion or two for sure, but there are people who are getting started blogging, but they think, oh, there's just so many good blogs already out there and what my passion is in. And why could I, how could I ever get people to read my content? I'm not really that great of a writer. I'm not just super creative. I just have this, and people get stuck not starting or not giving 100% with their blog because they have this fear of just not being good enough. Well, here's some principles that we want to share with you that we hope will be an encouragement to you and will help you along the way. First of all, there's the principle of leading from the front. And the idea is here that none of us have arrived. We're not experts. Sure, we may have more experience. We may have traveled a little bit further down on the journey. But you do not have to be at an expert status in order to start a blog. Just start leading from the front. You're leading the charge. You're a couple steps ahead. I often use the example, if you're making $200 a month in AdSense earnings and you're doing that on a consistent basis, there are plenty of people who would love to hear from you. They would love to learn how you did what you did. And you might be looking at it thinking, I want to figure out how to get to $1,000 or even $2,000 in AdSense earnings. But the idea is that you just have to learn to get over the fear of not being good enough. It's just learning to lead from the front.
Yeah, and I got a really good example about this. In my niche, the personal finance niche, there's a really, really big blog called Get Rich Slowly, one of the probably top two personal finance blogs out there as far as subscriber count and just being really a powerhouse in the niche. And JD, the guy who runs that site, I mean, admittedly, when he started the site, he said he was not very far ahead of his readers. He was more or less just kind of writing what he was learning about as he was learning it, you know. And so his site is a perfect example of leading from just a few paces ahead of those who are reading you, you know. And so now he's been doing it for a long time, and I would call him an expert at what he does. But But at the beginning, you know, it definitely wasn't the case for him. And, you know, and he's managed to become, you know, one of the leading blogs in this niche as a result of just following that principle.
Yeah. And the idea here is to just take comfort in this. You don't have to become an expert at every single topic in your niche in order to begin to start a blog. And you don't even have to write your content in such a way that comes across as the super authority on everything. I just often see a blog post as the beginning of a conversation, and then the comments are the continuation of that conversation. And you can learn from your commenters. There's been times where I've written blog posts and people who have made comments on my blog, I've actually learned something from them. Maybe they had a little bit different twist or a different point or something I didn't include in my blog post. And so there's you do not have to write a blog post that is the end-all, be-all about a certain topic. You can just write from your own experience and knowledge and what you know. Second of all, there's the principle of uniqueness. Now, obviously, I've spelled this wrong on for a particular reason. I wanted to get my point across. But the idea here is I didn't want to say, I'm not talking about like a unique content idea or a unique catchy domain name or even a unique blog theme. That's not what I'm talking about. I want you to learn to just take the confidence in just being you. You have certain talents, abilities, knowledge, experience, and other people can learn from you. Just from you purely writing about life through your lens, from your point of view, through your window. I often, you know, here's an illustration that I often talk about. And Bob, you probably say this is true. If you give the topic of budgeting to 10 people, you will more than likely get back 10 different articles.
Yeah.
And so the idea is people want to hear from you. They don't want to hear from a textbook, or they don't want to hear from some said authority. They want to hear from you and your perspective, which leads us to the next point, which is you can get over the fear of not being good enough just by purely understanding that people want to connect with you. Now, when I say attractive character, I'm not saying that you have to be the most stunning individual, that you have to be super outgoing, that you have to look like a model. I'm not saying any of those things at all. The ideas here is that, and we've talked about it before, is that, you know, the best bloggers are learners at heart, and they're not just writers. They share with others what they're learning on a regular basis, and people are connecting with them, their ideas, and their own content. And it's the same idea like we talked about. You know, Bob talked about Get Rich Slowly with J.D. Roth, but Man Versus Debt would be another great example of somebody who started off in the personal finance niche, and he was under a lot of debt. So you have the principle of attractive character, and then I want to talk about the principle of continual generosity. You know, I was mentioning to Bob, this is something that I try to drill into my kids. Before they go off to school in the morning, I always tell them, make it a great day for someone. And the idea is I want them to understand the universe doesn't just revolve around them. It revolves around giving and being in this abundance mentality, and giving to others is a great way to view your blog. And to be honest with you, it takes the pressure off of rejection, because giving to others can be a powerful motivation for starting and continuing your blog. I know, Bob, I've talked to you on occasion. That was like a driving factor for you when you started your finance blog.
Yeah, I mean, that was part of the thing that helped keep me going, you know, because we all start at the same spot, you know. As a blogger, I still remember starting and having 10 visits to my site each day, and frustrated that I couldn't get it up to 50. You know, and so we all go through the same things, and we all fight through a lot of these feelings of not being good enough. But when you think about just that within you lies some kind of information or some kind of passion or fire for some topic, whatever your topic is, that there are other people out there who want to know what you know. And if you don't write, if you don't put it out there, then someone's not going to find out you know, what that information is, and someone's going to be lacking as a result. And for me, that was a really big motivator that kind of kept pushing me, even when I was kind of feeling sorry for myself and feeling like things weren't growing fast enough. You know, just knowing that I had some information, I had some insight about how to manage my money that could help someone else and put them in a better financial position. And just by thinking about that and thinking about that person who would miss out on what I had if I didn't write, I mean, that really helped motivate me and helped keep me going.
Yeah, and the same thing for me with my career coaching blog is that, you know, I had spent 7 years in the job search process. And it wasn't because I was looking for a job for 7 years, but I was helping others find jobs. And through that course, I realized that I had a lot of experience that I could share with people that could really be a help to them. And that was exciting for me to be able to start doing that. And the more I did it and the more it was helpful, the more it just pushed me to do it more. And so, again, if you look at these factors, it honestly comes down to you kind of getting your eyes off yourself and deciding instead that you're going to make it a great day for somebody when they visit your blog, and that you just provided an answer for them, or you gave them hope or encouragement in some way in your own niche and in your own way. So while this video is not super technical, I really think it's a vital mindset that you need to develop as a blogger that can help you push past those obstacles when you feel like you've kind of hit a roadblock in your blogging journey.